All right, we are a listener-supported radio, 88.5 FM and 88.5FM.org. Live music in the studio right in front of our faces is always inspirational. They tell me you've been here before.
But, I have, many times.
Right.
Yeah.
This is Lissy. Lissy is in studio right now on release date of the brand new record called Castles.
Yep.
Congratulations on the new release.
Thank you. It's a big day.
From what we've heard from the record so far, it's amazing. We've been playing the song Best Days for weeks and weeks now, and you brought that trusty acoustic guitar with you today.
Yes.
We hope we could get a version of Best Days and whatever you want to play here today.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so you added a couple new songs in mind and a couple older ones?
Yeah, I'm going to play you two new ones and two old ones.
Fantastic. Well, I do have some more questions for you.
Okay.
But if you don't mind, can we get a song out of you right off the bat?
Of course. We'll kick it off with the new song off the new album called Best Days.
When I tell you, baby, that I got a problem, you say, honey, hold on, I got it. What you ought to say is you don't know anymore. Everybody's got 'em, it's a big, bad world, but I want more. I want to know what it's all for. 'Cause the best days of my life are coming for me, waiting to be realized. I keep my eye on that prize. If the best days that I know are just in the past, how am I gonna last forever? I want more best days. I could have stayed in college, but I didn't wanna. I dropped out and moved to California. Left Ohio for the next best thing. Got a pickup truck, I want a diamond ring. Oh, oh, 'cause the best days of our lives are coming for us, waiting to be realized. And it's all a surprise. Best days, I want more best days. 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 'Cause the best days of my life are coming for me, waiting to be realized. Keep my eye on that prize. If the best days that I know are just in the past, how am I gonna last forever? I want more best days. I'm gonna last forever.
Fantastic. The song is called Best Days. It is something brand new from Lissy, who is here right in front of us for a session here on 88.5 FM. My name is Mookie, the music director here. And I did not realize that there would be some members and some listeners here to witness this session. And you might have some friends and family over there, apparently.
Hello. Oh, gosh, there's a lot of people in there. They grew
That's
since
fantastic.
I saw last. Hello.
Right?
Thanks you will for be, coming to support me.
I imagine these people will be back. May 2nd is the date downtown at the Terra Grand Ballroom. You'll be.
Yes, it'll be my first time playing there, so I'm looking forward to it.
It's a really cool venue, and we've been good partners with those particular guys over there. By the way, I feel like I should kick off my shoes as well. You look really comfortable right now.
Yeah, well, I'm not living in California anymore, so I brought like fur-lined boots as it's wintertime. And then so I realized, oh, I need to buy some like more summery shoes, but I haven't broken them in yet, so I have to just go barefoot as often as possible.
I did read that you left California, and is it true you live somewhere in rural Iowa?
I do. I
amongst live, acres and acres of land?
It is true. I moved. So I grew up in the Midwest, and then I was in California for 12 years, and they were a great 12 years, but a few years ago I decided to move home-ish, northeastern Iowa, bought a acreage, and I'm closer to family. And it's been pretty good, but it does get quite cold.
That's amazing. And some of these new songs on the record, Castles, were they written and recorded back home in your home studio?
They were. I have a pretty like lo-fi kind of home studio. It's more of like this non-insulated room that's sort of connected to my house that I need to figure out what to do with eventually. But that's sort of where I keep my gear. And usually if someone comes to visit me and can help me record myself, it's like I've got some monitors, mic stands,
right.
Kind of just the least amount of things you need to have to record. But yes, I was able to write and record a little bit of Castles from home in a very spontaneous, natural, and relaxed, inspiring way.
Right.
And then a lot of that was sort of then finished up elsewhere. But I was able to plant some good seeds there.
Right. So, you know, being on acres and acres of land in rural Iowa, I imagine there is a different mindset that you have rather than being in California.
Well, I've been talking a lot about creativity in the album lately. And I think sometimes when you're not just like in a space where it's like, oh, we're in the studio and we have it for X amount of time, or we're going to write a song today. For me, I find I'm more creative when I'm kind of free to do other things and then sort of allow the songs and the ideas to sort of subconsciously come out, you know, whether it's I go outside to do something in the yard, or I am cooking dinner, or, you know, being able to really be in my own home space and be like kind of in nature and have that flexibility. For me, it is very different from just being like, okay, we've got a studio for 2 days and we got to bust it out, you know?
Yeah. Absolutely. Again, Lissy is here. Lissy.com is the website. You could get all the merch. You could buy the records. There's some great video content on your website as well. I do want to touch on that and some other things as well. But how about another song?
Of course. Well, since we were sort of talking about moving, excuse me, I'm going to do an old song for you. When I decided to leave California and go back to the Midwest, I was living in Ojai, California. And so it was very bittersweet, such a special place. And so I wrote this song. I got a feeling like I'm almost there. And I think I might belong somewhere. As I cut these ties, I realize I've been disbelieving in my own heart. And the deceiving is the hardest part. And I feel the knowing that I must be going. Or I don't want to leave you behind, but you know that I made up my mind. So goodbye, I know I'm gonna see you again. And I'll be thinking of you until then, oh, hi. And I miss the seasons, I miss the land. I miss them for reasons I don't understand. I took it all for granted, I'd bloom where I was born. I don't wanna leave you
sharing some of the most personal songs here live in studio. The new record's out now called Castles. That is Lissy. Live on member-supported 88.5 FM and 88.5fm.org. If you haven't signed up to be a member of the radio station quite yet, and I know Lissy has, you could do that through our website or the app. Just go to Google Play or the App Store or wherever people go to get that app. There's some people in the next room who have been on board with your music since day one, which is amazing, and we'll be here to support you as well throughout the entire catalog of music.
Oh, well, thank you. I have some good memories here at KCSN. I got to actually open up for, the Wallflowers, who opened up for Tom Petty in the auditorium here. Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, some pretty special memories with you guys.
Yeah, that's amazing. And hopefully more to come.
Yes. We're making them right now, you and me.
Let's take it back to the very, very beginning. When was the first time you picked up an instrument? And when was the first time you got in front of people to play a show?
We had a piano in our house growing up, but I don't actually really play the piano, although I took some lessons. Okay. But I've been singing since forever. I mean, I think before I could remember, I think I was told I was always singing, making up songs, have musical people in my family, sort of just everyone can kind of sing. There's a lot of, my grandfather was an international barbershop quartet champion. So there was kind of like this exposure to like musical theater and singing. So singing quite young, started playing a guitar at 15, taught myself for the most part, and started writing songs.
What records were you listening to at 15?
At 15, well, I was actually pretty fortunate like in my sort of development as a young woman and as an artist, because when I was 15, it was like, you know, Liz Phair and Sheryl Crow and Sarah McLachlan and Tori Amos and Fiona Apple, like the Dixie Chicks. You know, there were all these like really awesome female artists that like not only sang great but played instruments and wrote their own songs. And so I think that was pretty cool for me at the time. I was like, I want to write songs and like put on shows and play the guitar. You know, that it seemed there was like this good model of what could be for me to kind of follow. But, you know, I am inspired and have been inspired by so many different things. So.
And the first gig, was it an open mic? Was it a headlining thing somewhere?
Yeah, you got it. It was an open mic. I did a lot of open mics back then. I worked at a place in high school called Theo's Java Club. And they had open mics on like Thursdays. And so I was able to do that and like invite friends to come and just kind of carried it on through there.
So if you had any advice for a musician, you would say get up there and do the same sort of thing?
Yeah. I mean, I think too, just like, I feel like so many musicians, it's like they do it just because they can't not do it. And I had so much to say and so much I wanted to express. And it almost felt like the only way I was going to fully release it beyond writing a song was like to get out in front of people and like let it go up into the air and into other people's hearts, you know? Mm-hmm. So yeah, I would definitely say hit up the open mics. Sure. I wish that at the time there had been more people around me who were playing music, because I was kind of doing it on my own. But if you know other people that are playing, get together with them, jam.
It's Castles. It's the new record from Lissy, who's in studio now on 88.5 FM. We'd love to hear another song.
Knocking on my window, light playing tricks on me. Oh, I'm running out of time. Wasted so many hours, gave up all of my power and for. It's like I've been out of my mind, but I won't give up. Oh, I won't give up. Oh, I want love that's made of burden in my soul. I want love that's brave, can take my The crows fly higher and higher, their cries sound like a choir in the sky. It's like they're taunting me, saying you should give up. Oh,
there's also a video for that song that people could check out on your website. It is lissy.com. The song is called Blood and Muscle, and you heard it right here on listener-supported 88.5 FM. Brilliantly done, my friend.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
Speaking of videos, if people do enough digging on the internet, they will find that you were in an episode of David Lynch's Twin Peaks.
Yeah.
How did that come about? And I think that's a very cool thing.
Oh, such a cool thing. Yeah. And like, you know, such a thrill and an honor. And like, yeah, my mind was completely like blown when I got the email actually asking me if I'd want to be a part of it a few years ago now. And David Lynch, who I admire just greatly, he started tweeting, I think, originally about my band and I like 10 years ago, and just saying really nice things about me and us, and came to a show and sort of have stayed in contact with him on and off over the years. And so when they did Twin Peaks The Return, was one of the lucky musicians that was asked to perform in the Roadhouse on an episode.
Yeah.
So it was it's just totally cool.
Thank you, Lissy.
Oh, thank you so much.
Fantastic. We are listener-supported 88.5
FM.
Welcome. Oh.
You're welcome, and thank you. Set the sun, I feel your waves. I look at the ocean so big and bright. And my only echoes is what I feel the most is me. I left you on the coast for something only I can see. What kind of world will it be when I wake up from this dream? I hear you call so far away. Just keep me close when I'm afraid. And don't you give on me as I dive into the dark, slip into the endless sea. Thank you.
like the ocean, you help it change. And you keep on reminding me of a darkness only I can see. Oh, 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 oh. What kind of world will it be when I wake up from this dream? I hear you call so far away. Don't you give up on me now.